This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Hey, the other evening I was watching white line sphinx moths slam into hooker evening primrose flowers as they opened. It's really a blast, right? Right at dusk and right before your eyes, large yellow flowers open up and have barely opened when a moth or two will slam into that blossom and for some extremely fresh nectar, I should say. And a second or two later, off they go, and of course with some sticky primrose pollen stuck to some part of their anatomy. This spectacle goes on through the night as primrose blossoms open. I don't last that long. Those white-lined sphinx moths are always busy. I find them working on flowers during the day as well. I think this is the moth, the sphinx moth of my youth back east. You know, I think the white-lined sphinx moth is found all around North America. But anyway, the larval food out in the southwest here, the larval food, or at least around us, and of this white-lined sphinx moth are plants in the 4 o'clock family, 4-o'clockanaceae. The caterpillars have no problems around us because it's full of spiderlings. The genus Burhavia is in the 4-o'clockanaceae. And I love plants in that family. Some say it's Nyctaginaceae. What do they know? And there's this beautiful species in that family. And I find it around our place and beyond. I mean, you can find it from 2,500 feet to 7,000 feet in the borderlands. Mirabilis longiflora. Mirabilis, Latin for wonderful. Oh, yeah. Longiflora. Long flowered, 4 o'clock. Or because the flowers have a sweet odor, some folks call it fragrant 4 o'clock. And oh my, those fragrant long flowers are sometimes in a 4 to 6 inch long. They've got this long tube, right? And it's a white flower, red throat, red stamens, and apistyl extended beyond the throat. And so who visits this night bloomer? Who's pollinating Mirabilis longiflora? I tell you what, in the morning, that long-tubed, fragrant white flower with the red throat looks very tired. Not perky. I mean, it could be white-lined sphinx moths with a long proboscis or another hawk moth, another sphinx moth. I came across research done on Mirabilis longiflora. This is what happens on the internet. And it was done in the Chiricahua Mountains, close to home. And according to this found research, a hawk moth called the five-spotted hawk moth is the exclusive pollinator of Mirabilis longiflora in the Chiricahua Mountains. Who knew? So I read the scientific name for this five-spotted hawk moth, Manduca quinquemaculata. Quinquemaculata means five spots. And Manduca means glutton. And I went, wait a minute. My gray matter is coming to life. Synapses are sparking. Neurons are jumping. That's the tomato hornworm. What? The voracious, corpulent green hornworm that gobbles plants in the nightshade family. You know, eats them from dusk to dawn. Well, the adult... This good-sized moth, with its extremely long proboscis, visits and gets the nectar of Mirabilis longiflora. In our garden, I catch a different Manduca, a different glutton, Manduca sexta, the tobacco hornworm, with the same eating habits, a voracious gobbler of nightshades. Oh, the sexta, 7 cool white stripes on this tubby hornworm. The adult is called the Carolina sphinx moth. The entomologist Carl Olson said to think of these moths, these Manducas, as rapidly flying 2-inch-long gray cigars. Is that wonderful? It's very wonderful. You know, I'm going to have to spend some time in the evening watching Mirabilis longiflora flowers, looking for pollinators, looking for Manducas. That's wonderful. Oh, my gosh. I mean, call them sphinx moths, call them hawk moths, call them pollinators in the borderlands. And they're beautiful. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.